Our next item is highly migratory.
Okay. Hi, I'm Jackie Wilson. I'm with the Highly Migratory Species Management Division. I have Tom Warren with me today. He's from our Gloucester office. Many of you know him from his previous life with groundfish. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for having us, and thank you all for allowing us to come today and give you some a brief overview of our next amendment that we're doing to our fishery management plan. This is scoping for Amendment 5 to the 2006 Consolidated HMS Fishery Management Plan, or Amendment 5. And I'm going to be going over some issues and options that we've identified within HMS, and we'll be really like to hear if you have any additional views or issues and options, and then also give you information on how to submit comments, et cetera. Okay, so this is just kind of a brief roadmap of where we're going. Basically, we have a number of shark stocks that have been deemed overfished, and some of which are also experiencing overfishing, and these are based on some recent stock assessments that were done for scallop hammerhead, dusky, sandbar, and blacknose sharks. So based on those determinations, we're looking at some new possible management measures to rebuild the stocks and overfishing, and also consult with you as the council and be looking for comments. So briefly, in the need for action, we've had some new and updated stock assessments for a number of shark species. Scallop hammerhead sharks were done in a peer-reviewed scientific paper that published their determination of being overfished and overfishing, published in April of this year. In addition, we've had a number of CDAR stock assessments for dusky, sandbar, and blacknose sharks that were recently completed in September of this year. And based on Magnuson, we have 2 years once a stock is deemed to be overfished to have a plan implemented to rebuild that stock. And so our deadline, based on our scallop hammerhead determination of April 28, 2011, is we have until April 28, 2013 to have this new amendment in place. All right. So this is a brief overview of what the stock status is for these species, and I want to give you a little context and where they're currently managed in different complexes. The scallop hammerhead has not been previously assessed as itself or a species-specific assessment. It is in the non-sandbar large coastal shark complex, and so we haven't had a species-specific assessment until now. The dusky shark is a prohibited shark since around 2000, and the sandbar shark used to be one of the primary species that were targeted in the commercial shark fishery. In 2008, this was actually placed in a shark research fishery, and it is no longer allowed to be harvested by recreational fishers. And then blacknose sharks were assessed in 2007 as one overall stock, and in this recent assessment, it was actually split between a South Atlantic and a Gulf of Mexico stock. And this is one of our small coastal shark species, but it does have a species-specific quota associated with it. So briefly, the scallop hammerhead, based on the recent stock assessment, has been deemed overfished and experiencing overfishing. Dusky sharks are still overfished with overfishing despite being a prohibited species for some time. Sandbar sharks are overfished. However, they are no longer experiencing overfishing. When they were last assessed in 2005, they were deemed as experiencing overfishing, so this is an improvement from the past stock assessment. And then, as I mentioned before, blacknose sharks have been split between a Gulf of Mexico and a South Atlantic stock based on genetics and tagging information. The South Atlantic stock has been determined to be overfished and experiencing overfishing. However, the CDAR process, and in particular the reviewers during the review workshop for the last CDAR assessment, rejected the assessment model that was used for the blacknose Gulf of Mexico stock. They did not accept the assessments, and I'll go into some of those reasons in a little more detail in a moment. But based on that, the agency has determined that the stock status for the Gulf of Mexico stock of blacknose is unknown. Excuse me. So just a little more detail regarding the scallop hammerhead stock assessment. Again, this was based on a scientific paper, Hayes et al., 2009, It was not done within the CDAR stock assessment process. But they were found to be about 45% of biomass at MSY experiencing overfishing, about 129% of FMSY. And this was published on April 28, 2011. The stock is estimated to be about 70% of the virgin biomass. And based on the assessment, which the terminal year that was used in the paper was 2005, based on the assessment, they gave a TAC of about 2,800 sharks would allow a 70% probability of rebuilding within 10 years. And if you look at, based on landings through 2009, this would be about a 20% reduction in mortality compared to those 2009 overall landings in both recreational, commercial, and dead discards. Now, the dusky shark, this was one that was done within the CDAR process. It was completed in September of 2011. And dusky sharks continue to be overfished and experiencing overfishing. In the last assessment that was done in 2006, they are also found to be overfished with overfishing. And so this is an ongoing challenge. As I've mentioned before, they have been prohibited for a long period of time. The estimated fishing mortality rate of 0.02 could provide a 70% probability of rebuilding by 2099, about a 91-year rebuilding time period. This, however, represents about a two-third reduction in fishing mortality compared to 2009 levels. Okay. The current fishing mortality rate has about 11% probability of rebuilding by 2408. That's not a typo. That's basically 400 years rebuilding. So this stock is very vulnerable to any sort of exploitation. The assessment also gave a TAC of around 9.1 metric tons. However, there's not nearly as much confidence in that estimate because it was a catch-free model that they used, and so the assessment scientists really emphasized using a reduction in fishing mortality rate as a better a target. The sandbar shark was assessed in the CDAR process as well. They continue to be overfished at 65% of biomass MSY, but they're no longer experiencing overfishing, so this is some good news. They were assessed in 2005, where they were found to be overfished with overfishing. In the previous assessment, they had about a 66 years to rebuild, or by 2070. This current assessment actually has them rebuilding slightly faster, by 2066, even though they were found to be slightly more overfished. This new assessment did use new inputs in the model in terms of life history parameters, new indices, et cetera, so it's not that surprising that there might be slight differences. However, what we did find is that there's greater than a 70% probability that we will have rebuilding by 2070, which was the original target based on the last assessment, given the current TAC of 220 metric tons. So that's somewhat good news that we are on track. Now, the black-nosed shark. This most recent assessment, again, split the stock between the Atlantic and Gulf of Mexico. The Atlantic stock is found to be overfished and experiencing overfishing. That is 500% of FMSY. And one thing I do want to explain is that the assessment, the terminal year for this, went through 2009. And there was a major changes within the fishery for black-nosed sharks based on the last assessment that was done in 2007. And those regulations went in place in 2010. So this assessment doesn't actually capture the reduction that's already going on in terms of fishing mortality and a reduced TAC associated for this species. So that's something to keep in mind here. The annual TAC that was suggested from this most recent assessment is 7,300 sharks, and that would allow a 70% probability to rebuild by 2043. The past assessment in 2007 gave an overall TAC of 19,200 sharks. This is for both Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic combined. And that would, based on that TAC at that time, they were given a rebuilding by 2027, so about 19 years. So we're looking at slightly longer rebuilding time and a lower TAC for this Atlantic stock. Now, Gulf of Mexico, quickly here. This was done as a separate stock, and in the final assessment, the model was unable to fit the trends in some of the abundance indices, and there was a fundamental lack a fit for some of the input data to the model. So based on this, the reviewers during the review workshop at the CDAR assessment did not accept this assessment, and therefore the agency has now determined them to be unknown. So that's something that we're going to have to look at when we consider management options now for the black-nosed shark. Okay. So I'm going to transition now from an overview of what the assessment said to potential management measures and our issues and options. One of the things I'm going to point out are some of the challenges for these different species. For instance, scallop hammerhead sharks, they're overfished and experiencing overfishing, yet they're generally not a directed species in the commercial shark fishery. They really only make up about 19% of the commercial landings currently in the commercial shark fishery. So it's not a highly sought after species. The problem is that they have extremely high at-vessel mortality. They basically look at longline gear or gillnet gear, and they essentially die. So the gear interactions is a real problem with this species. In addition, we also, out of ICAT last year, we had a recommendation that basically prohibits all hammerhead sharks, as well as oceanic white tip, on any ICAT fisheries. And so we, based on that recommendation, had implemented a regulation as of September 28th of this year that prohibits retention of all hammerhead sharks and oceanic white tips. And so that includes scallop hammerhead sharks, of course, in any of the ICAT fisheries. So that's another thing that's already ongoing for this species. So potential measures that we may consider for scallop hammerhead sharks is to pull them out of that non-sandbar large coastal shark complex that I previously mentioned, that that's where management occurs right now for the species, and to develop their own species-specific tack and ACL. There also may be considerations for gear restrictions, such as limits on bottom longline, number of hooks that are used by fishermen, soak time associated with the gear, and in addition to time area closures, and that these species just don't do well at all if they are caught on gear. We're also potentially could be considering gear tending requirements. Right now, the bottom longline commercial fishermen do not have to tend their gear. They can leave it out there, and they could soak it for essentially an unlimited amount of time. One of the things we want to think about is whether or not, if we do pull out the scallop hammerhead from the non-sandbar large coastal sharks, would we link an individual quota for scallop hammerheads with that complex quota? That is, these species are caught in conjunction with those other species, so would it make sense to link those two quotas together? So if one closes down, the other closes down, so that you don't have a discard issue. We may want to revisit our bag and trip limits in both our commercial and recreational fisheries, and may want to consider gear technologies such as weak hooks, electropositive metals, et cetera, that may help keep the animals from actually being caught. Another thing, too, is just overall prohibition on retention in both commercial and recreational fisheries. And one of the other things we may want to consider is adding this as a research fishery priorities in our current sandbar research fishery that we have going on. And in addition, if you have any other ideas, we'd love to hear those as well. Dusky sharks, we have somewhat similar issues, except for they have been prohibited since 2000 in both our commercial and recreational fisheries, except for we still need about a two-third reduction in the current fishing effort in order to rebuild the species. They also have very high at-vessel mortality in both our bottom longline and about 50% on pelagic longline, so it's a little bit better. So we may be considering similar measures that we may be looking at for scallop hammerhead may also benefit dusky sharks in terms of time area closures, gear and soak time restrictions, gear technology, anything to help reduce F or increase the post-release survivorship of the species. In terms of sandbar sharks, they are prohibited within the recreational fishery. They can only be harvested in a commercial context within the sandbar research fishery. And we have, based on this most recent assessment, seen that the tack could provide us greater than a 70% probability of rebuilding by 2070. So the question is whether or not we actually need to change our course of action or kind of stay the course. Black-nosed sharks. As I've mentioned several times now, this most recent assessment did split the stocks between the Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic. And so we have two different stock statuses that we now need to address. Some of the options would be to consider regional allocations of that tack for both the Atlantic black-nosed and then considering what the overall tack of 19,200 sharks was previously and coming up with some sort of tack for the Gulf of Mexico stock. Currently, right now, we have a specific black-nosed quota And that is a link to our small coastal shark quota, and that if the black nose quota, which is smaller, is caught, then both the black nose and the other small coastal sharks, that those fisheries both shut down due to discard concerns. We have had a lot of angst among fishermen because that could prematurely close our small coastal shark fishery, and that typically does not close. That does go year-round. So we may want to reconsider linking those two quotas together, and we may want to consider more regional management of those quotas on however we end up going. We may want to look at our recreational size and bag limits and also potentially consider black-nosed sharks as a priority in our current research fishery that we have going on. So this is what we currently have set up for the public. Obviously, we have a slightly different process for council comments. But just to make you aware, our comment period on this ends the end of December. And so that's December 31st. And this is, we have a number of scope of meetings that have been going on. Obviously, we're also consulting with all the councils if they have time to put us on our agenda. We also have a conference call set up and December 15th for anybody who can call in if folks are more interested. And this is our timeline, mainly being driven by that 2013 deadline that we have to have a plan in place. But we're looking at proposed rule in mid 2012 with our final EIS in 2013 and the final rule implemented by that April 2013 deadline. So with that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Thank you for that presentation. I think I would go first to the audience. Does anybody there have any comments? I'll bring it back to the council. Comments, questions? Tom Dempsey.
Hi. First of all, thanks very much for the presentation. I guess my question, not knowing too much about these stocks, is whether or where I would find interaction charts or sort of density of interactions or bycatch interactions with commercial fisheries. I didn't see that here, but I imagine that that's available. I think that would be really helpful information to have in making comments.
It's one of the things that we'll be diving into as we go along in the process here, and the scoping process is the very beginning, so we're kind of laying those out. But we do obviously have a commercial shark fishery program, observer program, and so we can have a lot of that information that will become available as we go further in the process. So.
Anyone else? Well, thank you very much for coming and doing that presentation. Is there any other?